And may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, Lord, my strength and my redeemer. This is a passage from Matthew. Jesus said in verse 28 of Matthew 11, "Come to me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you shall find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my load is light." It's one of those amazing scriptures because Jesus talks about him giving us rest. He talks about his yoke being easy and his load being light. And of all people I've ever studied in history, that'd be the one person who wouldn't say that. Talking about somebody who dealt with stress and responsibilities and pressures and, you know, the people who, even the story of feeding the 5,000 and, you know, all the things he had to deal with, people who were were sick, what if they didn't get healed, the disappointment, Lazarus, when he let him die, then he raised him from the dead. I mean, just all this stuff, what he was faced with, the cross, the persecution he was facing. How could he say that his yoke was easy and his burden is light? And that he was himself experiencing rest in the midst of a very busy life full of responsibilities. The passage that, the story that Bracken read, I love the John passage because Jesus sort of brings up the issue. He says, I think to Philip, he says, how are we going to feed these people, knowing what he was going to do? Now, Philip didn't know that he knew what he was going to do, but he was testing Philip to see if Philip had learned anything that Jesus had been trying to teach them. Remember this, that even though Jesus was God, and he never stopped being God, he lived on earth as a man, spirit-filled man. And so he didn't do the miracles he did as God. He said it was the Father doing the works through him. And he was teaching us that because he was teaching us that just as the Father did the works through him and lived the life through him by the Holy Spirit, Jesus wanted to do the works and live the life through us by the Holy Spirit. That's why he could say, as the Father sent me, so send I you. And so faced with the situation, it wasn't that Jesus knew what he was going to do, that he was going to step out and as God independently perform a miracle. What he was going to do is what he'd been trying to teach his disciples to do. He was going to deal with it by faith as the Son of Man. And so when Jesus took the 5 loaves and fish and he looked up to heaven, if he was just going to perform a miracle by himself out of his own deity, why would he look up to heaven? Just look to himself and do it. But he looked up to heaven and said, thank you. And again, if he was going to do the miracle as his own power, just thank himself and perform the miracle. But what he had available to him was 5 loaves and 2 fish, which obviously in the natural is not enough resources to meet that need. The need was extreme. It was probably close to 20,000 people there, counting the women and children. And so the need was enormously bigger than the supply. And yet Jesus looked beyond the inadequate supply in the natural, and he looked to heaven and saw the provision of the Father and then said, thank you. I mean, he gave thanks as if he knew for sure. He didn't say, please do this. He didn't beg God to do it. That wasn't how faith works. He wasn't saying, Lord, I sure hope you'll come through. We've talked about this over the years, that faith isn't hoping something will happen. Faith isn't, faith is trusting that something is happening. There's a big difference. So Jesus looks up to heaven. He gives thanks. And then not only was there enough to meet the need out of this nothing, out of this inadequate supply, was there enough to meet the need? There were 12 baskets full left over. Now what was the point of all that? I mean, it would have been just as cool a miracle to me if it had been the last person got the last piece of fish and the last bite of bread. Oh, man, he knew exactly the number that was needed, right? I mean, we get excited sometimes when these guys count out the pieces of bread, and then we go, wow, this is the last one. Like, that's some kind of real miracle. The number turned out just right. But there was 12 baskets full left over. What's the point of all that? because the Lord wanted to teach us that when we live by faith, what our resources are in the natural is totally irrelevant. Your adequacy or inadequacy is totally irrelevant. Whether you're capable on your own to deal with a situation or face the temptation or this responsibility or the resources you may have, if they're not adequate, that's irrelevant. What he wants us to learn is that the 5 loaves and 2 fish of our own weak humanity doesn't determine the outcome of the situation. Is that just as he carried the unlimited resources of heaven by the Holy Spirit in him, we carry the unlimited resources of heaven by the person of the Holy Spirit who lives the life of Christ in us. And when a person's living by faith, not only will you live a life that's miraculous in everyday issues, because you end up having and experiencing the resources of heaven being released in your life emotionally and in every other way for every situation and circumstance, but there's always left over. See, if you're living your Christian life where at the end of a situation or the end of the day or, again, the end of a circumstance you've been dealing with for a while, battle, and you're like just holding on, and your story is when it's over, I made it. I survived that one. That's not the way the Christian life is supposed to be lived. That's the way people burn out. There should be plenty left over. That's why the story's like that. When a person's really abiding in Christ as Jesus was abiding in the Father, and as we draw from the resources of Jesus who lives in us for every situation, circumstance, and temptation relationship, not only will there be enough, regardless of my weakness and inadequacy, because in my weakness the strength will be made perfect, but there'll be plenty left over. I won't fall into bed at night exhausted because I barely made it, celebrating the fact that, whew, we survived that one. That's not the way the Christian life lived. He said, I will give you rest. And when you abide in Christ, regardless of the circumstance or the situation, once you've come through, he will manifest his adequacy, and there'll be plenty of emotions, plenty of energy left over. If you don't have 12 baskets full left over emotionally at the end of the situation that you're in, then you didn't do that by faith. You were walking in pleading faith, hoping that things would turn out, and begging for God to do this. Instead of trusting that he is, you were hoping that he would, and when he turned out that he did, you're just really grateful in your exhaustion. Whew. That's not the way we're called to live. We're not called to survive this fallen world. It says, for by the transgressions of the one, death reigned through the one, much more. Those who receive the abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness shall reign in this life through the one Christ Jesus. Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.